The Warriors hosting the Utah Jazz in a Tuesday night matchup nearing the All-Star break as Kevin Durant led all scorers with 28 points, adding a game-high 7 assists. Stephen Curry delivered 24 points, 5 boards, and a season-high 4 steals, as Klay Thompson added 22 points to the effort, and DeMarcus Cousins recorded his second double-double of the season with 12 points and 10 rebounds, as Andre Iguodala added 13 points and 5 rebounds to the mix, and the Warriors beat the Jazz 115-108.
Hey Steve, what did Draymond do to cover so much ground defensively tonight?
What he always does, you know, guards everybody on the floor, gets out to shooters, protects the rim. He's got a tough job because he has to guard so many people. And, you know, modern NBA, everybody's shooting threes and penetrating. So it's hard to guard these days. You have to have somebody like Draymond to anchor your defense.
What did you think about the defensive performance, like through the mid point of the fourth quarter, and then what happened to turn it up from that point
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I thought Utah played a great game. I mean, you know, I looked at the stats early fourth, and we had, I think, 22 assists and 5 turnovers. They had about 13 turnovers. Normally, that box score means we're blowing a team out, and we were down 3 points. So they were rolling offensively, and we did have some poor defensive possessions, but I also thought they were just playing really well, and we turned up the volume defensively down the stretch. The last 5 or 6 minutes were great, and Steph got hot, and we were able to push ahead and get some cushion.
This is probably by far Andre's best first half of the season in a few seasons. Why do you think he's been so good in this first half?
I just think, Andre's 35. He's in great shape. He's done it all. He's won finals MVP. He's been an all-star, been a champion. At some point you get, kind of later on in your career and you're playing with house money a little bit. And I think I think Andre's enjoying himself this year. I think he's just having fun and not thinking too much and just playing. And he's showing why he's one of the best athletes in the world. I mean, at 35, to move the way he does. And he's earned it. He takes care of himself as well as anybody I've ever seen. So he's having I've been saying it, you guys have heard me say this for a while now, he's just having a fantastic season.
Coach, you talked about Draymond's defense. As of late, he's always talked about how he wants to get the Defensive Player of the Year. Do you see him in that conversation if he keeps playing like this?
He's always in that conversation. There's only a handful of guys who are going to be in that conversation every year, and Draymond's one of them. He's, as I talked about before the game, for the modern NBA, for the way the league is played, it's so hard to find anybody like Draymond who can literally cover all 5 positions and read and react and kind of play free safety and analyze everything that's going on and make those split-second decisions and be in the right place at the right time. He's amazing.
Steve, with Klay, was it just a dislocation?
Yeah, I think it's a dislocation. They put the finger back in place, and he was fine. He said he didn't have any problem with him.
He's all good.
Yeah.
For tomorrow.
Yeah. I mentioned pregame Sean and DeMarcus will not go on the trip, so they'll have tomorrow off.
Steve, how do you account for the first quarter intensity that's seemed to show up tonight?
I think the last 2 games in Phoenix and then home the other night against Miami, we had very little intensity. Energy. We were getting beat on the boards. We were turning the ball over. And I thought Steph set a great tone for us defensively right away. He was really getting into the ball and helped us to get off to a good start. And, we held them to 14 points in the first quarter. So it was a great, great way to start the game. And then, as I said, I thought Utah played a fantastic game. They played really well and made us work for everything. And it was a difficult win, but a very well-played game by both teams.
It clearly wasn't DeMarcus's best shooting night, but you gave him that long run to start the fourth.
Yeah.
Was that planned? Was that the matchup, or did you think he earned it in other ways?
Well, we figured we could extend his minutes a little bit since he's not playing tomorrow. So you know, I started thinking about taking him out maybe around the 4-minute mark, and I went to Draymond and I said, "What do you think?" And he said, "Let him go, and you know, see how he does. He needs to kind of break through the barrier conditioning wise." And I thought his energy, DeMarcus's energy, was great. I mean, you said it. He didn't have a good shooting night, but he just brought it. He brought the intensity, and I thought he played really well in the fourth. And then with about 2.5 minutes left, I thought that was enough, and I felt more comfortable just bringing in Draymond, who was fresh, and just make sure we finished the game with a lot of energy defensively, and it all worked out great.
Clay, Steve, it was Clay's not shooting him, but were there any noticeable things you see him making adjustment-wise to still have the game he kind of had?
No. I mean, I didn't see any ill effects of the injury. He did his usual job, just, you know, playing defense, and I thought he did a great job on Mitchell. Mitchell got going there for a while, and Clay really put a lot of pressure on him, and then, you know, 9 for 14 from the field. It was a typical Clay Thompson game, just playing both ends.
Steve, kind of following up on that, what does it say about Clay's resiliency to, you know, pop that finger out, pop it right back in, and, you know, come back into the game the way he did?
Yeah, we talked about this before the game. Just his availability every single night is one of his best attributes as an NBA player. It's just incredibly valuable when you have a guy who you just know you can count on every single night. And even on nights where he gets banged up, he seems to kind of shake it off and come right back.
Coach, obviously, one more game before the break, but you guys are on quite a roll. What are some of the positives that you're going to take out of this stretch, and then what are some of the biggest improvements that you want to focus on after the All-Star break?
Well, we'll hopefully play a good, solid game tomorrow. I think that the whole point for us is always, take care of the ball, which we did a great job of tonight. 7 turnovers, I think that was our season low. And defend at a high level. And if we do those two things, we're generally in pretty good shape. I thought we played probably 2 good quarters of defense tonight. But again, you got to give Utah a lot of credit for the way they played those middle 2 quarters. So it's really about those 2 things, defensive intensity and take care of the ball. And I think everything else kind of takes care of itself based on the talent of our players and the unselfish nature with which they play.
Now the Warriors head to Portland as there's one more game here before the All-Star break, and it's coming up Wednesday night in Portland against the Trailblazers. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.